Oh, yes!
And the party continues.
Oh, we're just getting started, Miss Faye. We should have played this music when you got your award.
Right?
What?
It had all our pictures up on the screen.
I know! Okay. Happy Wine Wednesday, folks. Thanks for tuning in. It always makes us excited to be part of your drive home.
What award?
What award, Miss Kitty Wagner Blue Star?
Faye's award.
Yes. Faye Domenech is our Latin Business of the Year recipient.
Excited.
Congratulations.
Very, very nice.
Through the Indian River Chamber of Commerce Industry Appreciation Committee, you beat out a handful of other applicants that were all worthy competitors, to say the least. So I know that it was a packed house. This was Thursday. Beautiful ceremony. It's out at the Richardson Center. Part of the Indian River State College by the Brackett
Absolutely,
Library there.
Yeah.
Kitty knows.
Nice.
2 years ago, she won Entrepreneur
there
of the Year.
Yeah.
Last year, White
These
Glove and Pack Mail won
great,
Company
great
of the
awards.
Year. We're sitting amongst award winners, basically,
right.
folks, if you're wondering.
It's a great thing.
It was a great thing.
Nice. It was a nice, lovely ceremony. It was
lots
nice
of dignitaries, lots of fellow business owners.
Yep.
And, you know, what I love about that particular awards program is it honors those who invest in themselves, their employees, and of course, in their businesses that gives back to the local community. That particular committee brings me so much joy.
Oh, I'm sure.
And for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest. With my sidekicks,
Miss Kitty Wagner from the Blue Star.
She's wearing blue today. It's,
Brasserie.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know. You said that. You're like, whoa.
Did you just say
blue.
Brasserie?
I did. Brasserie.
Did you add that on?
I can't. There. Yeah.
It just happened.
It just happened.
Breaking news. It's the exclusive.
Well, have you been in since we took the stage out and put the couches up front? And
I have not had the pleasure.
We have redone the Blue Star into, you know, more of a dining spot rather than a loud rock band emporium.
Rightfully
and
so.
Yes. Yeah. I've got a baby grand piano on the way, and we're doing jazz nightly, and our menu has completely been revamped, and we're serving
some
great food.
The new menu came out last week, right?
It did.
Excitement.
Excitement, oh, yeah. Says Faye. Did you go yet?
I have not. I've been working.
I know the feeling.
I'm getting awards.
You've been so darn busy.
I have.
It's crazy.
You have had a busy week.
Yeah. Oh, Faye Domenech here for the event from International Flow.
Our other insider.
No, I mean, it really was very sweet. And, it humbles you because it's great to know that, you know, we do give back to the community and so forth. And I personally work with a lot of ways. Yeah, with the not-for-profits. We work a lot. And it's not that you want anything back, but it's nice to know that people did notice.
It's nice to be recognized by your peers.
It really is.
It really is.
And as you continue to evolve and grow, just to know that recognition is something that no one can ever take away from you. It's very huge.
I was happy
to be part of that and sit at the table.
Exactly.
I was the girl taking all the pictures.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun.
We had a good group of ladies.
It was. It was great. Hey, what are we drinking, Kitty?
Oh, Adelsheim Pinot Gris from Oregon.
It's sensational.
It's sensational.
Nice.
It's really great.
Absolutely. For a Pinot Gris from Oregon, it's very dry. It's got good acidity on the finish, and it goes with just about everything.
Definitely those scallops.
Especially that half-roast chicken on the menu.
Oh, really? Oh,
with the lemon thyme and the roast butternut squash.
It's like you're speaking my language.
Oh, yeah. What's
and
for dinner?
Escargot.
Yeah, I kept
That's
the escargot.
Picture.
I have to keep that for Anna.
Right. I might boycott if I don't have some escargot. That's when you know you've officially hit fancy.
Thank you.
Right. That's what happens.
Well, thanks for bringing white. Not in honor of Trump or anything, just I like white wine.
I know. Well, actually, it's so funny. I knew you'd won the award, and I was like, I'm going to pick something good for Faye.
Oh, we're celebrating.
You. Definitely
We're
so.
Riding this wave for at least a full year. Just saying.
Just
exactly.
Saying.
Next time, though, I'm going to plan a better walk-up theme song. That's going to be for sure. So, Faye, you were mentioning how you participate and help out nonprofits.
Yes.
You help them organize their events, develop the programs,
everything,
the decor.
We'll do as much or as little as they need. We even try to put them in communication with other people who can donate to their organizations.
And you have a couple that you work with on an annual basis.
Right.
Some that you get to work with sparingly.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of nonprofits, in the studio, we have a very handsome young man with us.
Very good looking young man.
Is it? Yeah. Well,
very
dressed.
Dapper.
Well, just thanks very much.
Yes, of course.
I
that's totally me.
Your guest selection today, I totally approve.
Aren't they lovely? Well, so we have Alessandro Bordoli. He's with us as one of the founders of Education Access, which is a relatively new nonprofit that is, in fact, headquartered out of Vero, that is serving a particular mission that many of us probably don't even have on our radar as something that would be a worthy cause to become a part of or to want to be able to collaborate with. So with that being said, Alessandro, I'd love it if you could introduce yourself and to our listeners, give us a little bit of a brief summary of what Education Access is so that we can get a grasp on this. This is pretty cool stuff.
Okay, thanks very much for the introduction and thanks for having me today as well.
Our pleasure.
Very glad to be here. I'll introduce myself first. I'm from Vero Beach. I moved here in 1998, so when I was 8 years old. I was born in Miami, and I graduated from Vero Beach High School then in 2008. Oh. So,
you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Keep going. Yeah.
So, my headphones went out, though.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
Haley,
okay.
Pick up the sound.
I'm telling you.
There
we
you
can
go.
Hear you. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, okay. I thought you weren't able to hear me.
Yeah. Oh, no,
continue.
We got this.
So after I graduated from college, I went to University of Florida. And after I graduated in 2012, I went and taught English in Spain for a year.
That doesn't suck.
No, it was actually an amazing
yeah,
experience.
Yeah, I bet it was great.
Uh-huh. It was great.
And tasty.
I had to work 12 hours a week. And
oh, that's great. See, in Spain, you can eat after 12. That's
right,
a great thing.
Exactly. So while I was there, I met a teacher, a coworker of mine, and she introduced me to the idea of going to this school up in the north of India, in the state of Kashmir, Jammu and Kashmir.
Okay.
And so that's, it was just kind of like a what's your summer plan sort of thing in the beginning, and I was really interested in the idea. I went there to India for a month by myself. This was 3 years ago during the summer, and I ended up in this village in the middle of nowhere, and I mean literally in the middle of nowhere, like 14 hours in a car.
Wow.
On a winding dirt road through the Himalayas to get there.
I'm just guessing
city.
Lack of guardrails were a
right.
real thing.
Yeah. Right. There were no guardrails.
Uh-huh.
And the road was about, it could only fit one car, but of course there were two lanes going.
Naturally,
going
that's
naturally.
Comfortable.
Sounds like my kind of driving.
Exactly. So I ended up at this school, and while I was there, I really felt a sort of connection to the people. Even though I was in a place that was so fundamentally different from Vero Beach and from the places I had been before. So I knew right then that I wanted to do something. And that's where the idea of Education Access in the beginning came from. And so from that, it kind of evolved ad hoc in the beginning. We started by having a fundraiser in Paris, where I was studying the next year after Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We sold Indian food outside of my dorm. And we ended up making something like 900 euros, so like $1,100, $1,200 at the time.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
And that was like the start of everything. We put together a website, we came up with programs, and from there, it's really evolved rapidly and changed so much, and it's been like a fantastic learning experience in general for us. So I'll tell you what we're focused on, and it's not a problem that's just relevant in India, it's relevant also here in the States, is educational quality. So in India, the statistics are this. 98% of the kids at the primary level are enrolled in school. About 50% of the kids in fifth grade can read a second grade level text. What that means is that these kids are in school, but they're not learning.
Sure.
And so we have this problem here as well, maybe not to the same extent as in India. But the problem is the same, that we focus so much on getting kids into school, which is a noble goal, But after that, we've forgotten everything else that comes afterwards.
The systems don't work in place to educate them the way they need to be able to proceed in life.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so actually, my colleague, Michael, who's also here with us today, but he's not speaking.
Right, he's silent.
He's silent with a nice smile.
He's smiling.
Perfect.
Okay. Just as cute, if I may ask.
He coined the term, access to school is not access to education, and that's kind of our slogan now.
Well said.
So what that means is we have physical infrastructure in place, but we don't have the soft infrastructure that ensures that these kids are leaving school with an education that's going to allow them to make good choices in life and to allow them to succeed and move on.
And that's exactly what we want on a level across the playing field globally. And I think that this is, in fact, a very commendable goal that you have set forth. And when we come back from break, we're going to give a couple quick shout outs to our sponsors, but we're going to get some in-depth details from you of the various programs, how we can participate, some of the things we can expect to see from your nonprofit as you continue to grow. Of course, this show is possible each and every week thanks to our amazing sponsors, two of which have the pleasure of sitting with me every week, Florals by Faye and The Event Firm International, our event experts, as well as Blue Star, located in downtown Vero, right across from the Pocahontas Park, featuring delicious food and music nightly. We also have Sandridge, the premier public golf course that does training for both adults and children. There's family golf. There's an entirely renovated pro shop right now that everyone must see.
Yeah.
He'll be here next week.
Yay!
Foxy Nails, located in the Fresh Market Plaza, open 7 days a week. White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery, as well as Pack Mail Beachside, your moving and shipping experts. The hair studio of Vero that will make you look fabulous for any big day.
And she was so much fun last week.
Wasn't she great?
Yes.
Melissa's wonderful.
Melissa is like one of the most fun people I've talked to in a long time.
She's a hoot.
She's really funny.
That Zin was delicious.
She's cool,
just
yep.
saying. And then, of course, Lifestyle Concierge of Vero, your extra set of hands to help you get the job done, whether you're home or not. So those sponsors, we owe much gratitude towards. And if you visit theveroinsider.com, you can live link to their sites. You can figure out some of their promotions and specials and get in touch with them. So don't go anywhere. We have more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. I'm Anna. Don't go.
Don't go.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Wish you had more time for fun in the sun with your family? Bogged down with that never-ending list? The shopping, chauffeuring, arranging, organizing, and don't forget the pet appointments. Maybe you have a birthday or anniversary plans to make. It's all so time-consuming. Let Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach help you get things done. We're that extra pair of hands you need to balance your day. We offer customized, affordable services to fit your needs. Call 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
There's a place nestled right away, but right in the middle of Vero's beautiful beach. It's the Caribbean Court Boutique Hotel, a sophisticated, charming, and intimate hotel with 18 elegant guest rooms, steps away from the ocean for your weekend getaway or your guests that come to stay. Within the Caribbean Court is the Maison Martinique restaurant. Fine and award-winning dining. Through the month of October, try their hugely popular three-course prefix menu, just $21.95. Or from their regular menu, escargot à la crème, shellfish or tenderloin, rack of lamb, and more. Then just steps up the way, Havana Nights Piano Bar with spirits and tropical-like cuisine, and a great lively crowd with music to dance to. Happy hour from 5 to 6. It's the Caribbean Court Boutique Hotel, Maison Martinique Restaurant, and Havana Nights. Nights Piano Bar, South Ocean Drive, Vero Beach. Caribbean Court is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. 231-7299.
Welcome. It never gets boring. Gentlemen, go ahead. Shake your hips. Don't fight it with your coordinating pants. Don't fight it. It's too much. Thank you all for tuning in on your drive home this wonderful Wine Wednesday. Amanda Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest.
You are happy today.
I am. It's something about black lace and salsa music that just tickles me.
I'm telling you. It tickles a lot of people, just so you know.
I know. Just ask my honey. It's awfully wonderful.
There you go.
Kitty Wagner. In the house.
Yo, what's
looking
up?
Pretty in blue.
Thank you.
Bringing us delicious Pinot Gris.
Yeah.
Love life.
I love my job. To show up, talk, and bring you wine to drink.
I love your
Is
job.
That so hard?
I'm loving
Mutual,
that job.
Right? And of course, Faye Dominich, our event expert and winner Latin Business of the Year.
And the most incredible floral designer I know.
Oh, it's beyond impressive.
Unbelievable stuff.
You know, last week when you weren't with us, we missed you.
Oh, well, thank you.
But I had noticed that you had done a gender revealing party for the little baby, which is super fun.
Well, yeah, because what it was is first of all, it was a surprise to everyone because they were prepping for their marriage. So we had to rush that
right
when they found out they were pregnant. But they didn't want to know. They wanted to share it with the family. It
I
was
love
really
a good
sweet.
Surprise.
Yeah. And
good news is it's sort of a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
So your odds are good.
Well, the cute thing is she got the envelope from the doctor, had given it to us because she didn't want anybody to know. And then we had to go to Toys R Us, get everything wrapped. And we told the lady, you know, none of us know. You just need to go look at it, pick out the proper attire. So when she opens up the bag, we know if it's a boy or a girl.
Ah.
And then we had trivia and all that. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of interaction with the family, and it was really sweet. And then the reveal came, and it's a boy, and everybody's very excited.
Giblets! Yeah. Yes! I get so excited!
Chicklets or giblets?
You're one or the other. I myself also did not know the gender, and so I was way excited when little Charlie Brown came out.
When did you find out? Oh, you didn't?
Fresh out of the womb.
Really?
That's
you didn't
what?
Know?
Oh,
no,
I can't do that. Wow. I need planning.
It's very few surprises you get in life, and I'm a sucker for a good surprise. What can I say? But Faye, aside from gender revealing parties, you do weddings.
We did weddings. I also had an engagement party over at Quail that we did.
Really nice.
Oh, we love us some Quail.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening, Mr. Kevin Given. We love us some Quail.
Yep, absolutely.
And it was a busy weekend. It was the engagement party, which if you laugh about it, it's almost like all the things, the milestones in life. We had a 75th birthday party. And then we had the gender reveal. So it was a lot
very
of fun.
Nice.
It was very unique.
Very cool.
So anyone can throw a party for any reason.
For anything. You know, I tell everybody you don't need
We should throw a party.
A reason
right?
to throw
just
a party.
Celebrate the show.
You just need to be happy.
Yeah.
If you want to get together with people and enjoy it, throw a party.
That's right. And then call Faye.
Exactly.
So we have two gentlemen in the studio that have launched a nonprofit that has a mission to help bring actual education to a very remote part of India. And Alessandro has joined us. He's full of information and beyond information, good heart. You can tell that
absolutely. He's
very genuine about this and cares so much about this particular cause. So if you would please, for those that are just tuning in or those that want to know more about education access, would you delve a little bit deeper for us to give us the mission and some of the programs that you've already spearheaded?
Yes, please.
So the mission is concentrated on this idea of quality education, and it gets to the idea of how to fight poverty itself. So when I was first at the school, the first thing that I noticed was, 3 years ago in the summer when I went there as a volunteer teacher, the first thing that I noticed was that the kids were not learning anything. And even more important than that is that they were never asked their own opinion. They were never asked to make an argument. They were never asked to solve a problem. And I thought, how in the world are these kids going to fix the problems of their community if they're never asked to do these things in the classroom setting?
True.
And our mission is focused on creating an educational environment where that can happen, where they're asked to give their opinion, where they're asked to solve problems and to be creative about these types of things. Because when we talk about breaking the cycle of poverty, it's really about giving these kids a choice.
And the tools to be able to do so.
Right, and the tools to be able to do so. And that's where we're really focused. So I can delve a little bit into the programs that we have. We have four different programs. And that's sometimes when people ask us, like, what do you do? It sounds kind of complex because then we're like, oh, we do this and this and this. But this is an incredibly complex problem. It's not a simple problem to solve.
Yeah, not one size fits all.
can't teach them to analyze and just walk away.
Right. Definitely not. So we're concerned really in creating this environment, right? And so I'll tell you, first I'll highlight two programs that might be of particular interest to this community. The first is we give scholarships to girls that graduate from the school. So this school goes from nursery to eighth grade. Normally when the girls graduate, they go to school for 1 year, 2 years maximum, and they drop out. And we're talking about 10% of girls in India are finishing high school.
That's a sad low number.
Wow, that's terrible.
It's an incredibly low number.
But is that a society thing as well, where because they are expected to go back and work with a family and assist them at the house?
That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
When you have a girl and a boy, the families in India normally choose the girl to stay at home and do work.
And the boy to go out to work. Yeah.
And a lot of girls are getting married when they're 15, 16 years old. And that's part of the problem.
Right. True.
So what we do is we give the girls the financial tools that they need to be able to enroll in school. And then we work on the follow-up and making sure that they're going to school, that they're getting sufficient grades. And so last year we gave away four scholarships. It was kind of like a pilot program.
Wow.
One girl went to a private school, one of the best schools in the state. And that comes out to around $900 a year, which sounds like a lot, but that covers her food, lodging, books, materials, everything for one entire year.
That barely covers 2 weeks here, if you calculate.
Yeah, that's a deal.
Right, exactly. And so we were there last I think it was May, to visit, and the family invited us over, and they were just incredibly grateful that their girl could go to school. This girl has, I think, 7 or 8 siblings. Mm. Her father died. So it's only her mother supporting them. And without that scholarship, she would have been doing work at home.
Or continuing the same cycle.
And definitely not in school. Exactly. Wow. So that's one of our biggest programs, and we're trying to really expand it this year. Mm-hmm. The second one is a pen pal program. And that started the first time that I went to the school 3 years ago. I just had the kids write a letter because I was already thinking, okay, I want to do something else. I don't want to just teach for a week and then leave. So I had the kids write a letter to a pen pal, a hypothetical pen pal. And the first time they wrote, they couldn't write their own opinion because they don't know how to.
Right.
So they were writing the opinion from the textbook in a letter, a personal letter about themselves.
Oh.
And, I mean, that was fascinating in itself. So what we did is we teamed up with a high school in Germany, where Michael is from, in the south of Germany, and we had the kids exchange letters a couple times last year. And already last time we were there, the principal said this because we thought, you know, pen pal, okay, it's not like a great deal of investment that you have to make. But the principal said, this program is fantastic. The kids are already improving their writing skills. They're already more comfortable speaking English in the classroom. And so you're already starting to see the effects of such a small investment.
Sure.
Of just time. That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is, and that, the other two programs we have are our teacher training program. And then a physical education program, which we team up with a nonprofit in India to do from New Delhi. And so these programs don't cost a great deal of money, but the idea has always been to leverage a small amount of resources to maximize the impact that we can have. And that's where our four programs kind of have this unifying theme, that and improving this educational environment to sort of give the kids different outlets so that they're not just restricted to their current cycle of memorization and then eventually dropping out of school.
Now, are you dealing with just certain schools or one school? How are you growing the program within the community there?
So we're just working with one school now. That's how we started. And we spent the entire last year making the programs work.
And how many children are in that school?
About 200. So a little over 200.
That's a handsome number.
So in India, things don't exactly work effectively. So it really, we wanted to focus the entire first year on getting things to work and function correctly.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. And the information you're bringing for our listeners, and of course, even for us as hosts, is stimulating. It makes us want to start thinking a little bit differently. Of course, I'm interested in sending our listeners to your website. We're in our last 30 seconds of the segment. Could you provide that information?
Sure. It's www.educaccess, so educaccess.org. And the website is full of information. Actually, Michael and I, we built it ourselves. We had to learn a little bit of coding and
it
stuff.
It looks very good. I was very impressed.
That's awesome.
You can also follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's educaccess.org. We are in the studio with Alessandro Bardoli, his colleague Michael. They're launching a nonprofit, Education Access. You're listening to the Vero Insiders, this terrific Wine Wednesday. It's Faye, Kitty, and Anna. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't you dare.